This is Pam Pedersen with WFIT's Linking the Arts, and I have such a special treat today. I am visiting in the studios with West Shore students Evelio Sotolongo and Joseph Crown. Now, the two of you have created a musical, which is going to be performed here at Gleason Auditorium this Friday, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get the idea for this?
Well, we were sort of commissioned by our theater director to write a one act for this year, because we always do a one act, and we went through a bunch of ideas for perspective plots and things. One of them, like the first thing we did, was like this waiting room musical. We had another idea about a commune, and then we came up with this riot idea, which was originally a two-act narrative storyline with like characters and things that develop over these two acts. And because it's a one act, we had to condense everything, and that's how the current version of it came to be.
All right, so it's a musical and it's called Riot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a self-explanatory title?
Well, I mean, while it is called Riot, I would like to think that it focuses a little bit more on the, not specifically the rioters, but the people who are affected by the riot. Like, the story focuses on three different areas. There's a church choir who's, like, having a rehearsal, who they're stuck in the church because, like, everything is, like, going on outside, so
they're in lockdown.
They're on lockdown, basically. And the same thing is happening to these two individuals, James and Julie, on this roof, who are kind of having, like, their first date type deal. So this riot is kind of bringing them closer together because they're stuck on this roof. They don't want to get involved with the whole thing. And then the third area is this hospital-like room. And inside this room is these two individuals, a rioter and a policeman, who have both been trampled in these riots. And so they're kind of stuck in this room together. And now they're kind of having this dialogue between the two like sides of the riot.
Conflicting ideologies, because one is a police officer and one is obviously the guys that don't like the police officer. And like Joey said, the actual action of the riot is a very small part of the musical as a whole. The actual people rioting are only seen at the very beginning and the very end of the show. And I don't think the word riot is ever actually mentioned in the actual book of the script.
I think we actually made a point.
We made a point not to do that.
The word riot.
It is really about the exploration of the themes within those three groups of people who aren't directly involved in the action of the violence going on, but the observer, kind of.
So tell me what part each of you had in creating the musical, starting with you, Evie.
I wrote primarily the score, so the music and lyrics.
I wrote the book, yeah. And it was a pretty complicated process because I actually had an original script, and me and Evie looked at it and we were like, we weren't too happy with it. So we spent a lot of time doing like heavy edits, and we went through a lot of revisions before we came to where we were.
Yeah.
Doors open at 6:30. The musical begins at 7 p.m. this Friday at Gleason Auditorium, yep, here on campus at Florida Tech. Donations are gladly accepted but not required. All donations will benefit the West Shore Thespian Troupe 6034. Oh, and you told me that there's going to be question and answer afterwards?
There is. The musical, since it's a one act, only runs about 40-ish minutes.
We're hopefully going to have an exploration of some of the themes like displayed in the musical.
Thank you guys so much
Thank
for
you.
Coming in.